What do you think about that? Was that an invitation? Yeah. He said, have a seat. And I said, well, thank you. And I sat right down. All the meanwhile, my good buddy comes back from around the corner. And I could see him coming. He was like 30 feet away. And he's walking toward me like, what the heck? How did that happen? What? And so I told this man, I said, hey, a buddy of mine's coming back over here. I'll introduce you to him when he gets here. He's going to have a seat if you don't mind. He goes, no, he can have a seat too. So he sat down. The smartest thing he did was just be a church mouse. He never said a word unless he was asked or spoken to or brought into the conversation. See, that is an expert witness right there. That's an expert witness. Always teach your people that if there is a third-party expert on the scene, then they say nothing. Ever. Nothing. If you ever invite me to come talk to your person for you and you start talking, I will leave you. I will walk away. Zach, if you did that to me, I would just say, you got this figured out, man. I am out of here. Because my time is that valuable. Does that make sense? Do you agree? Okay, perfect. So we just talked about how you engage a third-party expert. There's the lesson right there. I just told you the end result. So don't make that mistake with any leader in this company. If you invite them to come help you with a person, then zip it. Period. End of story. So we're back at this place now. Here comes my buddy. Sits down next to me. And we have this conversation that was unbelievable. I'm going to say it was a divine appointment. That's what I'm calling it. I'm going to go that far and say it was a divine appointment. You can call it anything you want to. This has happened too many times to me. It's not an accident at this point. So as we're sitting there, I find out his wife's name, his children's name, their ages. I know everything about this guy in a few minutes because we're asking the right questions. And what was just amazing, he says to me, and I only did it because it was like a permission thing. He said, who is the individual that you're working with? And I said, I don't know if you know him or not. See, here's how you would respond. Oh my goodness, this guy, Dr. Joel Wallach, and he'd just go nuts. Like rapid fire. I'm like thinking, what's the least I can say to not sound like I'm barraging him with all these bullets and suddenly overwhelming him? What's the least I can get away with? So I've like got this invisible suitcase that's with me, and I only reach down and pull something out if I need it. Some of you go into a situation and you take the whole thing and start emptying it on the desk, and you got a billion things to go through, and you're like, right? That's not how you do this. You are a network marketing professional. Professional means professional, not novice, not imbecile, not nutty whack job. You are a professional network marketer, right? That's what you are. We good? Okay, we're just getting started. You guys okay? All right, so I'm going to bring up to the stage in just a second. Now, when he comes up here, he's brand new to longevity. In your mind, remember you closed your eyes and you painted the picture, the canvas? In your mind right now, with your eyes open, think about the picture you would paint if the person that was coming up to the stage right now was your 6-year-old daughter.